It is 8:11 at Galesburg's Morning News Drive-Through Flu Clinic coming this Saturday. Good morning, 8:11 Galesburg's Morning News, and we're going to find out all the details on that upcoming event. Joining us this morning from the Knox County Health Department, Aaron Olson. Good morning, Aaron. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for coming in. Also from the Knox County Health Department, Tammy Nelson. Tammy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm
and
great.
Carrie Walters from Hinchcliffe Pearson West. Carrie, good morning. How are you today?
I'm well. Thank you.
Thanks for coming in with us here this morning. All right. So the drive-through flu clinic. How many years now have we been doing this, Aaron?
Well, we were talking this morning, and Carrie said she was talking to Dave before she came. We're thinking about 16 years we've been doing this. We've been doing it for quite a few years.
Wow, I didn't realize that many. So this Saturday, and of course at Hinchcliffe Pearson West on West Fremont here in Galesburg, just kind of across from the high school out there, of course. Well, let's get all the details. Why did we kind of start doing this in the first place? Just to kind of make it easier for, you know, and more convenient for people, I guess?
Yeah, it makes it a lot more convenient for a lot of our residents within the community. Whether you're just, I don't want to get out of my car, I don't want to walk into the building and do stuff, to we do have some residents who can't get out of the car. You know, it's a lot easier mobility-wise to keep them in the vehicle. We can just come right up, you know, fill out the paperwork for them, give them the shot in their arm, and then they're on their way. So a lot of it's just convenience for the community. And I don't remember. I was at the health department when it started, but I don't remember the original reason. And two, it's just a great community thing to do, you know, working with another agency. And funeral homes sometimes don't get to sponsor a lot of stuff.
Absolutely.
Well, I guess, Carrie, it's kind of a natural because of the way things are set up there at HPW. You've got the overhang there. So whatever the weather elements might be, which is not going to matter this weekend anyway,
right.
but you've got the overhang.
Beautiful day, yes, absolutely. Yeah. So yeah. We've been doing this for 16 years that we believe with the health department, and it's just a good outreach program, I think. So we've offered innkeeper's coffee every single year, and we have donated donuts as well. So we've tried different donuts. We've started back with Sweetos. So that's how far back we've done.
Oh, man. So now, that was a long time ago.
We've done Buenos Aires, and we've done Hy-Vee.
So you get a little something out of it other than just the shot.
Absolutely.
And you get your treat. Unlike the kids, you get your treat as an adult before you get your shot. You don't have to wait until afterwards to get your coffee and your donuts.
Yeah.
First thing you get when you pull in.
Tammy Nelson, also with the health department. I guess, Tammy, this makes you the bad guy in all this because you're the one giving the shots, right?
Yeah, I have an awesome team that works with me. I do have some other nurses. I try to keep the ball rolling fairly smoothly. But, yes, if I'm needed, I do have to give shots now and then.
Okay. So kind of explain the process. You pull up in your car. I'm guessing you probably have to wait in line maybe a couple minutes, but like you said, you do it as efficiently as possible. But
yeah, and usually what every year that I've been involved, we've had people waiting in line before we even get set up. But Hinchcliffe Pearson West, they're really awesome with directing traffic. We do two lanes under that canopy there, and I have nurses on both sides, and we have people do clerical. So yeah, just have your stuff ready when you come through. It's nice coffee, donut, shot, and away you go. It's great.
So as you're kind of pulling it a lot, Carrie, is that when do the coffee and donuts come on your way in?
Right. 6 o'clock is about the time that we start serving donuts and coffee because that's about when the first car gets there. But we have an awesome group of part-time people that have assisted us with funerals that are more than willing to get up at that time in the morning to help us. So you will see Jerry Albright and Slav Dakalasa, Gary Nelson, our secretary Sue, and then all of us full-timers will be there as well. So
the process, Tammy, I mean, tank top or something, short sleeve so you can pull your sleeve up, obviously.
Yes,
make it
that would be easy on us. We have had a couple of people that we've had to have get out of the car, and I wouldn't say undress, but you know, remote to get access to their arm. But other than that, it runs pretty smoothly. I think people are prepared when they come in. They know kind of what to look forward to.
So is it sticking the arm up on the window, or you guys actually reach in and we'll...
Mm-hmm. Both.
Either way?
Both. We'll go either way. Yeah, however the patient is comfortable coming through is what we look forward to. So.
And will you take care of passengers also if you've got a car full?
Yes, absolutely. We get that all the time. Husband and wife come rolling through, or, you know, you bring your elderly family member, whatever. Yeah, we do both sides of the car. If we need to do that. It's nice.
So you just don't tell your spouse where you're going and roll their window down too, right?
You're just telling them you're taking them for coffee and donuts, and then they come out, and it's all good.
Hey, but a free shot, too.
Exactly, right? The one thing is, though, that the clinic is only for 18 years and older.
Okay.
We do not do youth. at this clinic, but you can come through and make sure you're bringing your insurance card. Most insurances are accepted as we go through all this. The flu vaccine, if you are just going to, you know, pay for your flu vaccine, it's going to be $30. And then our high dose would be $60. And we'll be doing the clinic this Saturday from 7 to 10. And then on Monday, we will start doing walk-in flu shots at the health department. And we'll be doing those from 8 until 6 that day.
Talk about the advantage of getting your flu shot each year.
The advantage is you're protecting yourself. You're protecting people who might have, you know, immune-suppressed compromised systems that are out there. We all know that the flu is going to hit. You know, we don't know. People can say, well, it's going to be an awful flu season. You really don't know. Flu's always out there, so you don't know what the severity of it is going to be. But there is, you know, it's going to cover three main ones that they are thinking that are out there. So there might always be a little strain that isn't covered. So you're not ever 100%, but you need to make sure you're giving the flu shot once you get it a couple weeks to get into your system and really for it to get going in there.
Well, I guess that's the complaint you guys probably hear as well. Well, you never have the right strain. Well, again, you're not going to be 100%, but you're still pretty well protected, though.
Yes, yes. So even if you were to get the flu, it would be a lesser, I would say, version. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be as sick. And nobody's perfect. You're not going to hit every virus, and we do have some viruses that slip through as far as flu is concerned. And it's an inactive vaccine, so you're not going to get sick from it. And a lot of the misconceptions is, well, I got a flu shot last year, but then I woke up and I had diarrhea and vomiting a week from there. This is not a gastrointestinal vaccine. This is a respiratory vaccine. So this is going to keep you from being in the hospital is the main thing.
Is there people that should not do it? I suppose that they should talk to their doctor as to whether.
Well, absolutely, talk to your doctor. But like I said, it's inactivated. So really, anybody can be vaccinated that's 6 months of age and older.
That is Tammy Nelson, Knox County Health Department. Also, Carrie Walter with Hinchcliffe Pearson West, which is where the drive-through flu clinic will take place this Saturday. Aaron Olson from the Knox County Health Department as well. So 7 o'clock in the morning is the actual time. But you'll start serving. You know the people will be there. If you want your coffee and donuts, 6 o'clock is when that all gets started.
All right. Yes, it will.
So again, 7 o'clock on Saturday morning. But then if you don't mind taking the time to walk into the building at the health department on Monday, is that
you
right?
You can start on Monday, the 17th. You can start coming in and we'll take walk-ins for flu up until we run out of flu shots. So if you want to stop by, you can come in. And at that point, starting Monday, we'll be able to see youth.
Yeah.
At that point in time, they can
come
in.
You want to bring your kiddos to the health department.
Okay.
Yeah, and
perfect.
We would be – our building is open Monday through Friday, 8 to 6. So if you are picking your kid up, you know, at 4:30 in the afternoon and you still want to get them that vaccine or get them that shot, you can still come into the building and between the health department and the health center, we'll be able to get your vaccine for you and get you done.
Is there a minimum age on the kids?
6 months of age is the youngest.
Wow.
Yep,
so,
that can be vaccinated.
So again, so Saturday, 18 and up, but then once they start at the health department itself till you're out of the vaccines, then then your children 6 months and older.
Mm-hmm.
How do they determine how many vaccines you actually get or how many shots you can give?
We normally do a reservation every year. We kind of base it off how many people we see the year prior. And actually from last year to this year, we kept our reservation the same. So, and we couldn't have hit it more on tune last year. I think maybe we only had 10 doses maybe at the end that we that eventually expired and we had to get rid of. But this year we're hoping to hit the same numbers.
Yeah, so the suggestion is get there Saturday if you can. If not, starting Monday at the health department, I guess, as soon as you can.
Yes, so yeah, come on over and see Carrie and all the staff there. We're super appreciative of them every single year because it is an early morning for everybody to come out. But we have a really good time.
We've been in rain.
We have been in cold. We've been in gorgeous weather like we're going to have for this weekend. But we appreciate them coming out. And sometimes it's the only time we get to see some, you know, we see each other, you know, during the year because everybody's busy with different schedules. So we have a good time. And some of the guys will come through with their cars and they'll ask for square needles.
Yeah.
Some of our regulars that we see every single year. So, I mean, we do have a really good time, even though it is vaccine and it is a thing that needs to be done to keep people healthy. But we have a lot of laughs and a good time out there.
We have a lot of fun.
Good. Absolutely. Anything else we need to know?
Nope. Just 7 to 10 this Saturday at HPW and then health department after that if you want your vaccine.
Aaron Olson, Carrie Walters, Tammy Nelson, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.